It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. Call right now. 1-833-563-2539.
What is your best moment of 2018? Of course, bad crap happens. Let's try to avoid that and put it behind us and get into the new year. What was the best moment? CNN put this list together, and they covered everything. But some of the ones I saw, I'm like, oh, this is kind of a cool thing, because it's crazy to think it actually happened. North and South Korea vowed to formally end the Korean War. Like, isn't it crazy?
Let's go!
I got cousins that are in the Navy that are over there. They're in Seoul, in Korea.
Absolutely
and I'm
historic
like,
moment.
Please.
So huge.
Let there actually be peace if that's possible. That would be great. Also, too, speaking of unemployment, the unemployment rate is at the lowest since 1969.
Yeah!
That's some good news right there.
That's right.
So I got to turn your mic up. What?
I just want to say 1969.
Go ahead. You want to read that stat then? No. And it's kind of cool, too. Movies like Crazy Rich Asians and Black Panther led the way in diversity and inclusion, and they did really well. It's good to see that everybody kind of has something for themselves, you know? A little bit of diversity is not a bad thing.
Great movies. Crazy Rich Asians is one of my favorite movies of the year.
So good. It's up for an Oscar.
I need to go see it. Honestly, like, I'm way behind here.
Well, it's probably not in theaters now. You might have to wait.
Yeah, you can order it on demand.
I don't want to pay for it. Can you guys give me that for Christmas? All right, 833-JOE-ALEX. We would like to hear what was your 2018 best moment. Let's kick things off with Debbie on the Joe and Alex Show. Hey, Debbie, what's your 2018 best moment?
Actually, happened last week. My first grandson was born on 12/12 at 11:58, and his twin brother was born on 12/13 at 12:02.
Aww.
Oh, wow. So they don't have to share the same birthday. That's good.
Exactly.
So are these your first grandbabies?
They're number 5 and 6 for me.
Oh, my gosh. You're going to be a busy grandma, aren't you?
Very, very.
Now, which one's your favorite, then?
I can't say.
All right, Debbie.
They're all lovable.
You'll find out soon.
Yeah, well, thank God they're happy and healthy.
Go.
So you have a wonderful Christmas.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you, Debbie. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Lauren, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. What was the best thing for you in 2018?
My 3-year-old daughter beat cancer.
Wow!
There we go.
Holy
oh
smokes,
gosh.
Only 3 years old?
Aww. Yeah, she was diagnosed when she was exactly 2.5, and luckily we caught it really, really early, and so she did about 6 months of treatment, and she beat it.
That is such a blessing. I'm so happy for your family. What kind of cancer was it?
It's very rare. It's called rhabdomyosarcoma. So it was a tumor behind her left eye.
Oh.
And we caught it really early. We're really thankful for our pediatrician who caught it and everybody up at Riley Children's Hospital that obviously took great care of her. So she caught it, she beat it, and she's doing great.
So her eyesight and everything is fine?
Yes, it's fine.
Wow.
Her eye is a little bit different now because she had to get radiation to
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, who cares? I mean, she has a little bit less of an eyebrow or eyelashes, but she'll overcome
I don't know
that.
Much about fashion, Lauren, but I think you get like an eyebrow pencil or something like that if you need to. But now listen, you sound like an awesome, strong mom and woman, but not to do a mascara alert here, but what was that like going through that, having a 2.5-year-old little daughter and going through that, saying, hey, your daughter's got cancer?
It was my worst nightmare. I mean, I remember my pediatrician finding out that it was a tumor, and she said it was likely cancer, but we would have to get the biopsy to confirm it. And I lost it. And my daughter looked at me and she goes, Mommy, calm down.
Oh my God.
I was like, you don't even get it.
So yeah.
She'll tell you now that she beat cancer, but I still don't even think that
she probably doesn't
comprehend what she has done in her life already.
What was the sign that, like, you guys realized something was wrong for other parents just in case, you know, they were to notice something like that in their own child? Like, what was it that made you even take her to the pediatrician?
It was swollen, and it was red. But, of course, I got on WebMD, and what does it always say?
It says cancer.
It started to bulge out a little bit. And so if there's any sort of, like, bulging of the eye, that's when they say that there could possibly be a tumor behind the eye pushing the eye out. So.
Wow. Well, we are so proud of your superhero daughter and for your family to have such an amazing miracle of a Christmas this year.
Yeah, we're really excited.
Yay!
Thank you so much, Lauren, for calling and sharing that. That really picks our spirit up today.
Yes. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. If you have anything that you want to share, please brag a little bit. I'm tired of hearing negative stuff. That is awesome news right there. Share your best moment of 2018. Send us a tweet and follow us on Twitter. It's at Joe and Alex Show. Alex, what are you working on this morning for the garbage? It'll be coming up in a few minutes.
Well, we probably need to talk about this Drake and Kanye beef because it might be one of the biggest hip-hop beefs in a long time. There was a pedophile lurking on the Disney Channel, and one celeb couple is still proving to be relationship goals.